ran early on. Your defense seemed a little a step behind. Or so was there a reason for that?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't disagree with you. I don't think our defense was as good as it could have been, but, you know, I would commend their offense.
They were getting a lot of second chance points
early
in the first half, too.
Yeah, we were not locked in. We did a much better job in the second half, I thought.
Frank, it was a 25 zip on bench points today. Obviously,
well, you know, it's a combination of things. You know, it was a little uncharacteristic of those guys, I thought, but I kind of rode the starters a little more than I usually do, in fairness to those kids that didn't score. You know, it was a decision I made. I thought those guys were playing well. I tried to get them rest. You know, we had a couple opportunities, but, you know, they only took four shots.
He just rolled his ankle and should be fine.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I think he did.
Rallied from 16 down to take a lead. I mean, you guys found some positives in the Maryland.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a terrific team we just played. I mean, they're you know, I thought they really moved the ball tonight. I mean, I thought they ran. I thought they got on the glass early. You know, we responded like I'd hoped we would. I thought we executed in that stretch much better than we did for the rest of the game. You know, I don't think our execution was what it's been. And you can't beat a team of this caliber unless you're executing better.
When you called that timeout with 6 minutes left in the first half, you're down 16 at that point, and you scored on 13 straight possessions there. But it seemed to be the other side of the court that really where the tone was changed. I mean, what did you say to him defensively?
Well, I said a lot of things. But, you know, it really starts with, you know, the kind of determination you need to defend a team with this many weapons. You know, they've got speed. They've got post-up guys. They've got three-point shooters. They've got drivers. You know, they're going to spread you out. So you got to be locked in 5-1, and you got to do a better job. And then maybe we can get some runouts. Maybe we can get a transition opportunity. Maybe we can drive and get to the free throw line. And that's what happened. We just got a little tougher. You know, if you think about it, our defense really maybe wasn't as bad. But when you give up 9 offensive rebounds, actually 12 in the first half, it seemed like there was 9 early. They got a ton of points. So even though we would get them to miss, they would just get it and put it back in. Now, you know, it's harder to run and, you know, things like that, you know, and the crowd's going. So did a better job of that as the game went on.
The way Clemens was able to play defensively on Farrell, I think he helped, you know, he didn't.
Clemens didn't guard Farrell. Clemens guarded Williams, right. And Mike guarded Farrell.
To hold Farrell to 2 of 12 from the field, I mean, he was really good from the free throw line, but it was – looked like good defense when you were switching him up sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought we did a good job containing him. I mean, he's a handful. You know, he's herky-jerky. You know, you think he's going one way off the ball screen, he goes the other way. He always has the threat of the three ball. But the thing I like about him is, he loads his teammates up. So, you know, even though he's 2 for 12, you know, he still engineered a victory for his team, which I'm sure he's, you know, more proud of.
Like this is a good learning experience for your
best
players.
Hope so. You know, I don't. You know, it just shows that you can't beat a team on the road of this caliber, and execute in certain situations the way we did, because they're going to make you pay. They did.
How much was the atmosphere in Assembly Hall a factor?
I mean, we're used to that. I mean, it's a terrific atmosphere. I mean, it's one of the best in college basketball, no question. But that, you know, it's pretty much like that everywhere you go in this league.
They had 28 bench points, and you guys had.
Yeah, we had none. It's not a good thing, is it? Huge. You know, I mean, but like I said, I didn't play those guys as much. You know, if I wanted to, I mean, you let me, how many minutes did I play them? I mean, 2 guys played doubles, the other guy played 5, 1 guy played 1, so. You know, I don't really like to do that. I mean, all 5 of my starters played 30-plus minutes. It's not, you know, in, like I said, in fairness to them, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for them to score.
Coach, what do you guys, I mean, learn from this game, and then what's the message to them going forward? Talked about, you know, moving forward to the
next game. I think what you have to do is be honest and hold yourself accountable, hold ourselves accountable as coaches, hold each other. And, okay, what could each one of us have done better? What could we have done better? Run more sets. You know, play less of one defense. Press more, press less, whatever. And you just hope that the guys are honest with themselves as to maybe some things that they could have done differently, they would have done differently if they had to do it over again. And you move on. You know, you don't look back, but you don't pretend like it didn't happen either. You understand what happened, and you lock into what happened. Because like we said, I mean, there's a lot of positives for us. You know, we got beat. We got outplayed. Okay. Why do we get outplayed? What can we do differently, and how can we improve? And, you know, try to keep it as positive as possible. You know, that game was in the balance when we were down 16 in the first half. Could have gone to 25. It didn't. You know, we came back and took the lead. So there's a lot of good things there and a lot of learning opportunities for everybody.
Take a couple more if you got it. Jared came out on 24 points, hit a lot of really big shots. Nothing different than what we've seen all year. But, you know, what made him so good?
Well, he was aggressive. I mean, I think he took a couple that you would probably say were ill-advised. But, I mean, he makes those, you know, 28-footers, you know. So I don't, you know, I give him the green light, so I don't say a word to him. Because I think you need to treat him that way. Because he'll get it going at some point.
Mike really got his mid-range jump shot going,
too. I thought Mike was terrific. A couple over-penetrations in that one stretch. But other than that, I thought he was terrific.